Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngiyakubingelela mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimusizo wakwaZuma. Last week we were talking about the notion of truth. Iqiniso liyini na? Ingabe uJesu Kristu uyiqiniso lakho njengoba uthi ngumntana kaNkulunkulu na? Noma uya doubter? Because you know part of the reason noma part of into esiyibonayo these days abantwana bakaNkulunkulu they are doubting ukuthi is there truly one God. What about what other religions are saying? Tina, we're not here to criticize anyone or any other religion, but we're here to teach about what our Christian faith says. Is Jesus Christ your truth? So today I want to talk about Jesus Christ as the truth. Ukuthi lithini izwi likaNkulunkulu? We are talking about the belt of truth in the armor of God. Now, uthi Jesu lana ku John chapter 14 verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So, what is it? What are the words that are used originally? Because we know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew and the New Testament was written in Greek. Belithini izwi likaNkulunkulu when it said, I am the truth or I am the way. Now, firstly, I want us to look at the word that was used, logos. This is the Greek word which is translated the word. It literally means the expression of an idea or concept, the communication of general thoughts, plans, and principles. And then the Greek word aletheia. This is the Greek word for the truth. It means something that is unconcealed or manifest, real and genuine, that which is real as opposed to that which is superficial. So here we see Jesus Christ as the Word of God. We see Jesus Christ as the expression of an idea or concept of God. We see Jesus Christ as the communication of the general thoughts of God. We see Jesus Christ as the communication of the plans of God. We see Jesus Christ as the manifest principles of God in the flesh when we say he is the Word of God. And when we say Jesus Christ is the truth, we see Jesus Christ as the unconcealed and the manifestation or the real and genuine. He is that which is real as opposed to that which is superficial. So ngalokho ngithanda ukuthi noma ngizama ukuthi Jesus is the manifestation and the fulfillment of all that was spoken by God. Because when you read the Old Testament, it speaks about Jesus. He even says ukuthi read your scriptures, read the prophecies, they testify of me. Bese uthi uJohn chapter 1, in the beginning was the word. Bese lithi the word was with God. Bese lithi the word was God. And then bese lithi and the word became flesh. That is who Jesus Christ is. And Jesus is the manifestation of the word. And when we eat his body and we drink his blood, we are eating the manifestation of the word of God. And we are drinking the life of the word of God. Yes, it's symbolic, but spiritually, it is real. When we are accepting him, we are accepting, the manifestation of the word of God inside of us. He becomes our truth. So we are saying, Jesus Christ is the real one. He is not a fable. He is not a copy. He is not an image. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the truth because the word is the truth. Jesus is izwi likaNkulunkulu. So is Jesus Christ real in your life? Nah. Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? When you are reading the word of God, you are reading the truth of God's word. You are reading Christ himself. You know, akufunde the book of Isaiah chapter 53. Kukhona lapho lithi and by his stripes we were healed. Ikhuluma ngaye. And the book of Isaiah ithi, unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. It speaks of Christ. When you read izwi likaNkulunkulu, likhuluma ngaye, linguye uqobo lwakhe. Hallelujah. The word is God himself, linguye. So Jesus is our truth. As Tina, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. So whenever you face a sickness empilweni yakho bese so so maphezukwezu ukuthi ngemivimbo ka Jesu ngiphilisiwe lalela lalela I'm not saying that you should not go to doctors. The doctors provide treatment, but healing comes from the Lord. The Lord is the one who heals. Doctors do not heal. Nabo bayasho ukuthi we can only treat it by doing one or two or three. They give you certain medication for you, you know, ukuthi bazama uktreat whatever it is that is happening. But healing comes from the Lord. God is our healer. So you stand also upon the word of God. Umntwana kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi ngemivimbo yakhe ngiphilisiwe. Whenever you are facing a battle empilweni yakho, nanoma ngabe mhlambe ubuthakathi, nanoma ngabe yizinto ezenza ukuthi abantu bangamthembi kahle uNkuluNkulu, you stand upon the truth. He needs to become your truth. You need to remember ukuthi elakhe iqiniso ukuthi izwi likaNkuluNkulu lithini. Lithi izwi kaNkuluNkulu asikho isikhalo esibazelwe wena esiyophumelela. Nalo lonke ulimi olukuvukelayo, in judgment you shall condemn it. Lalela, nabathakathayo bathakatha ngamazwi. Nabathakathayo noma ngabe basebenzisa imithi, they are using words. And then they attach those words to whatever, whether it's a herb or a plant or whatever. They are using that. Amandla awekho kuleyo mithi abahamba bayoyigubha. I want you to know. Amandla asemazwini wabo. But lithi izwi kaNkuluNkulu asikho isikhali esimelene nawe esiyophumelela. That is your truth. Kuleso simo obhekane naso usesengumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. That is what the truth is. You stand upon the truth. Hallelujah. You need to bind up your loins. Ufuneka ukuthi ubophe inkalo zakho ngebhande leqiniso eliyizwi likaNkuluNkulu, because uma ngabe ibhruku lakho or whatever it is weak, you are going to expose yourself to your nakedness. You are going to see, you are going to show yourself to the enemy ukuthi, this is my nudity, this is my nakedness, this is my vulnerability. But when you are standing upon izwi likaNkuluNkulu, the word covers you. The word shields you. And uNkulunkulu comes through for you because ugqoke lona. So as umntana kaNkulunkulu asikho isikhalo esibazelwe wena. Even the words that they have spoken against your life, basebenzisa leyo mithi leyo. Because when they go bayogubha imithi, they take a characteristic of a particular plant, or mhlambe sometimes umhlabathi, or whatever it is that they use, or amanzi, but they take whatever form so that they can link it to that thing that they are saying against impilo yakho. But when, because you know the creator of the heavens and the earth, because the creator of the heavens and the earth is on your side, because when you've been given authority in the spirit, you are able to reverse and every word against you. In judgment you shall condemn it. The minute you stand upon the word of God, the minute you side with the word of God, the minute you speak you will see the power of God. I want you as mntana kaNkuluNkulu to be a champion. Impilo yokholwa kuseyamagwala. Impilo yokholwa kuseyalabo abahlehlela nyovana. Impilo yokholwa kuseyalabo abagxamalazile. Isandla inyawo labo elinye lingapha, elinye lingapha. Impilo yokholwa eyamaqhawe. Impilo yokholwa yeyalabo ababizelwe ekutheni bamthembe uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyobandlulisa kuna noma yisiphi isimo. I try as much as possible ukukhuluma isiZulu in this program, bathandekayo. Kuna noma yisiphi isimo obhekana naso as umntana kaNkuluNkulu. I want you to know ukuthi impilo yokholwa is for champions. And the breakfast of champions are trials and tribulations. Uthi uvuke ekuseni, isimo sibe sikubingelela, ungakaliboni nokulibona ilanga langaphandle, sibe simela sithi simelene nawe. Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi wazi namhlanje ekuseni that you are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You need to have Christ as your truth. The word of God as your truth. Kunama facts bese kuneqiniso. The facts and there is the truth. Ama facts athi uyagula, but the truth says by his stripes you are healed. Ama facts athi awunayo, but the truth is he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider. What is your truth? You need to put on the belt of truth. Bese so yama as umntana kaNkuluNkulu umbona uJehova ekulwela ezimpini zakho. I want to encourage you, ungamhlanganisi uNkuluNkulu. ungamhlanganisi uNkulunkulu ezomntana kaNkulunkulu ungalingi umhlanganise uJehova mthembe kuleso simo leso uNkulunkulu akubusise mlaleli until next week.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.